tight or very into schedules, and I love them, but that's more of my energy of running and wanting and schedules instead of the part of Pond Village right now traditions. I understand that is more allowing and accepting for me. So in this past or in this umbrella of me trying to be gentle and open, I read Ty that he encouraged us to go to a root tradition, to go to a root spirituality or religion. So I started exploring that, and my grandmother, it's Catholic. I was raised Catholic, and my grandmother, my abuelita, Mama Mari, she showed me how to pray, like when I was like with her on the summers. But then I would come back to my home, and my dad and my mom are very skeptical and not spiritual, so I was not very practicing any spirituality. They had like a kind of allergy to that. So I think that was something in me, very inside, that until now that I'm trying to transform and go deeper, that I'm finding that I'm a spiritual being, not just a computer or not just a thing that is moving through faces. So in Malinalco, when I was studying medicine, I went to Malinalco. That's a place that at that time I didn't know. It has a lot of energy, ancestral energy. It was home of the Aztecs, but specifically the warriors were set to go to that part of the village to get ready. And the interesting thing is, like, I got ready to come here to the US. So that was like 15 years ago. And just thinking of that gives me a little bit of chills, but I was sent somehow to be here. I'm still discovering the whys and all the logistical stuff and how the mind wants to wander and understand. So eventually I came to the US and studied in New York and was in contact with the Sangha. And that's when I started my spiritual journey towards myself. So in 2014, the monastics were invited to go to Latin America. And I was like, couldn't believe that. And I joined them. And that was kind of my first reconnecting with the Buddhist tradition and the Catholic part of me, because we stayed actually in Benedictine monasteries and Catholic monasteries, and the nuns would come, and we were the Buddhist nuns would come, and they were very, very happy to see the Catholic nuns, and they're like, oh, we're all nuns and we have our nuns, and they were all, at that point being the same, even though they were different religions. At some point I was walking and hiking in a trail, and a monastic said, look, Avalokiteshvara. And when I looked, it was the Virgin Mary Guadalupe. And I was like, what? So my whole, world idea stopped, because it was like there are two entities, and but at the same time, they're one. They're the same energy of love and compassion for people. So in that moment, it was an opening, an opportunity for me to go deeper. So I think meditation and breathing and being in contact with my body, which is not that easy. I like to think a lot. So when I'm come back to my breathing, that's why, like in the meditation, is come back to your heart, come back to your torso, coming back to my body, I can open a door for the ancestors to come in. It's very weird because I'm very skeptical and think a lot. But when they, like, if they talk to me and they have influenced my life, and when I let that part open and flow, I'm just like a conduit, and they come and they're there for me to listen. They have always been there, and they've been actually they've been waiting for me, or they're all waiting for us to connect, but somehow I get distracted. I get distracted with my phone, I get distracted with internet, I get distracted with the energy of running and here instead of going down and deeper. And they're everywhere. So it's like the song, listen to the wind and listen to the water, hear what they say. Singing, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey. So when I go down and connect to the wind and connect to the water, that's when they talk to me. And it's kind of like beyond words, just connecting through understanding. So this year, I've been trying to go deeper. To that great ancestor, to the great 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 grandmother that I don't know the name, to the great 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 parents that no one has written about them, or there are not pictures about them. It's like, can I go deeper, and can they show up, or like I can invoke them and they can show me the path? So sometimes that's my invitation, and or that has been my energy for people, like go beyond the Catholic, or like the religion that was in the oppressive part of life. If it's Europe, is go beyond the Catholic and go to the paganism, like the things that were not written, the things were like that are like more into our bones and more into our DNA. So there's no kind of a library to go and read about it, but it's more to connect with like the oak tree or the roots, because the information is there, or like the stones and the mountain. Beyond the Muslim tradition, like, or beneath that, beneath, traditions that, like, even Buddhism, beyond the Buddhism, in Asia, that was also an oppressive at some point. So it's like, how can I connect to that energy of all of our ancestors? Yes, during this kind of work or things that happened, one of the avenues or the openings for my ancestors to come that I found really clear was when I run. I do a lot of hiking and running. And in 2020, I did something called the November Challenge, that basically I run the miles, the number of miles of the number of the day. So mile one, day one, 1 mile. November two, 2 miles. November three, 3 miles. November four, 4 miles. So eventually until 30 miles. So it's 26, 26 miles, 24. So it got pretty intense, pretty uncomfortable. Like at the middle, 15, 16, I stopped doing a lot of the things I would normally do because I had to concentrate all this energy, and especially in New England with the weather and the coldness and not having the sun. Suddenly, I felt all the energy, and I don't know how, of all my ancestors. There were all these women behind me, and they were like roaring, like it was like horses. It was like a lot of light, and I didn't understand. It was like more going through me, and that made me kind of continue running and continue doing it. So the next day I wanted to go back and see that energy. So it's mostly when I am able to take my frontal cortex or my thinking part, that the energy of the beneath comes up and I can feel it. So that energy of my ancestors, I call them ray of light, and they're very present in me sometimes. Sometimes they go away, but they come back when I do this. Things that I go to the mountain or run or go beyond my comfort zone. Got there. Last this October, this November, we went to the high mountains of Oaxaca to visit the Zapotec and the Mixtecs in Mexico. They're a tribe that is in the south, and they were in fights with the Aztecs at that time. And I think a lot of my ancestors come from there. So I was in the trail, trying to ask for guidance and support. And I was so lucky to see that the community that is there organizing the hikes are the same original people. 30 years ago, they decided to stop cutting their trees and stop kind of selling to markets and capitalism, and they decided to take care of the forest. But that was like 30 years ago. That was a bold move for them to change suddenly all their money income and to trust that people would like to come and see their land. So we had guides. And I was asking tons of questions of how do you keep, the resistance? How do you keep culture alive after 600 years? After, all these things that distracts us. My understanding, I mean, there's not a direct answer, but like my understanding is like how they build belonging, and they have something called the tequio. That is like 8 hours of volunteer work with their community. So every week they work for the community, either building a school, cleaning, or doing a government thing or something for the community. And they meet every week, like a consensus. So I'm totally impressed and blown away that it's possible. I mean, not that it's possible, I'm not surprised of that because basically they've been doing it for years, but that they still are here, that our other culture that is a little bit like a dragon is not like stepping and they can resist. So yes, my invitation is to work the altar, if you have an altar. To work it out, to be there in contact with them, to be in contact with the ancestors because they will talk to us, they will speak to us. They, I don't know. I'm still, very new into this realm of invoking and finding a prayer that would work. So I've been learning songs about them. And I'll share a song that I was with a Mayan teacher in the Day of the Dead, and we were practicing bringing our ancestors alive. And the song basically is, and this is from the others, separate from the song that I will offer later. So the song goes, Crece mi fuerza desde muy adentro, deep in my Deep in me, the strength starts to grow. Al centro de la tierra, invoco a mis ancestros. From the center of the earth, I invoke my ancestors. Crece, gira, sube en espiral. Grows, turns, and spirals up. La fuerza de mi sangre ahuyenta todo mal. The strength of my blood drives away all evil. So I'll invite that since that's a little bit alive. Crece mi fuerza desde muy adentro. Centro de la tierra, invoco a mis ancestros. Crece mi fuerza desde muy adentro. Centro de la tierra, invoco a mis ancestros. la fuerza de mi sangre ahuyenta todo mal. Crece, gira, sube en espiral. Fuerza de mi sangre ahuyenta todo mal. Crece, fuerza desde muy adentro. Centro de la tierra, invoco a mis ancestros. Crece mi fuerza desde muy adentro. Al centro de la tierra invoco a mis ancestros. Crece, gira, sube en espiral. La fuerza de mi sangre ahuyenta todo mal. So the idea I feel with this song is that my strength will come from the center and will come from the center of myself, but also of the center of the earth. That is the earth and the center where I connect and then I can expand. So sometimes, I don't know, when things go in a direction that I don't like, I feel myself go small. It's in that moment for me to connect to the center, to connect with my roots, with the great grandmother earth that is the center of things, and then from there to expand and to elongate so the yes and can happen. It's not about this or that, but it's like how can all be hold or held. And I think basically this is not about figuring it out by living it out more. So in my experience has been more that to stop my thinking mind that is the distracting and go back to my body, go back to the earth, go back to the movement. And like that, it's a way of taking care of I, in a sense, so they can, I expand and take care of the we, and then eventually I can expand and take care of the all. When I'm able to connect, then I know your ancestors are my ancestors. Like we go back so much and we're so many and so much, love and resilience that has been happening over and over again. So yes, I feel a lot of inspiration to start doing this that is not without, like, that is not with a guidance or with a thing that is more like, yeah, I was in the mercado and I went for copal and for some smudging. And I didn't know I was buying those things and it was for today, you know, like I remember then I had this talk and thing. So, you know, those were the things in my altar happening. I think as I connect more, to my ancestors, then I can see things or like they're like more coincidences or more things that happen in unison or arising at the same time. Yeah, I don't know if there's questions or curiosities. I have many stories. This is just one that I'm exploring now, going back to my ancestors, But I work as a primary care, and that's a big shift. How can I offer this ancestral energy to be in contact with people? And the other is I went into a clinic called the Nomads Clinic in 2019. And the idea was a pilgrimage, a medical pilgrimage into the mountains to help people that have never been in contact with medicine. And that was the whole thing about how am I helping? It's not about curing or changing, but more about being and witnessing. And it very interesting, this year I couldn't go because I was waiting forever for my citizenship, and it took 15 years, and then suddenly it was the day before I had to leave to Nepal. So of course, of course. So I practice a lot of just staying and doing my job and boating, which that was a miracle that I could boat. But so all of those things are there. So I don't know if you have questions or ideas that I'm open to at like 5 minutes.